We're pleased to be joined this afternoon by the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Pete Schenick. Good afternoon, Pete.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Certainly not the Saturday you were planning against Delaware. Tough start and end up as a 51-13 setback to the Blue Hens. As you've gone back and thought about the game, just give me your impressions on what happened.
Yeah, well, a lot happened. Unfortunately, not much of it good for the Tigers. You know, we finally got the game day that we were hoping for, great weather. You know, excited to see a good group of fans come out, and Delaware, credit to them, just played, you know, a very, very sound game, and we never got on track. And so game got out of hand early. We turned the ball over on our second possession. We fumbled a kickoff after they had scored three times. So really for us, I mean, we were staring at a great deficit before we'd even run, I think, five offensive plays. So credit to coach and his staff for really bringing a team in here, dialed in, playing at a high level, challenged us. We, you know, we have great respect for them, what they're capable of doing. But at the same time, you know, that's as poorly as I've seen our team play. And that's the frustrating part of this process.
As a coach, because you're coming off the big win at William & Mary, and you guys had the big win in New Hampshire, you guys have played pretty well over this last stretch as a coach. And I know you've been through this probably before, but have you been able to figure out, you know, put your finger on what happened, or was it just getting knocked back early and you never really could get back up?
Yeah, haven't slept much and watched the film, you know, numerous times, and then talked to as many guys possible as to, okay, what did we miss here? Because clearly we did not play well. And again, I have loved, you know, as we talked about last week, you know, how we played against William & Mary, felt like we were moving in the right direction, felt like our guys had set themselves up for success. Coming into this week, you know, felt like our week of preparation was solid, but we just did not come out with the excitement that we needed. And, you know, they're a big play offense. They're an explosive offense. Again, they've got athletes across the board, and you saw that come out. And, you know, we had some really nice plays. We had some really nice stops. Unfortunately, those were on first or second down. And, you know, then on third down, they'd get an explosive play. Credit their staff. I mean, getting their second string quarterback up and running to play at the level that he did. He was extremely difficult to tackle, extremely hard to bring down. That showed up on film. And, you know, it showed up for us on Saturday. So, looking for that formula, probably lose a little more sleep over that, probably watch the thing, talk to everybody involved, see if we can come up with something, but we got to fix it. We got to improve it, because, we got to go on the road and, you know, play a team that, you know, desires to, you know, beat us. We're going into their place at homecoming, going to be a huge crowd. They've got explosive guys on both sides of the ball. So we've got our work cut out for us.
Your team, even though down in the fourth quarter, we're able to put together some drives. Certainly a good afternoon for Lucas Londano, five catches for 97 yards. Do you take anything from the fact that your guys continued to battle and were able to get some points on the board there in the fourth quarter?
Well, I do. And you're always looking for a positive in a game like that. And I mean, one thing we've always tried to do is, you know, keep fighting, keep pushing and keep going forward. And so, defensively, really, they were firing on all cylinders offensively, but our defense was able to start holding them to some field goals, which, again, that could have gotten real ugly there because they kicked a couple field goals late. If those were touchdowns, that score's way out of whack. And then offensively, you know, we got down there in the fourth quarter, I think every time we had the ball. So continued to do some nice things, just way late. And, you know, not in the appropriate, you know, time fashion that we needed. But again, one of the things that I've been proud of this team, you know, throughout the course of our season is they continue to fight. They continue to play hard. We've got practice this afternoon. I expect them to come out and, you know, be ready to go and be ready for the challenge that's in front of them this week.
You touched on North Carolina A&T and some of the weapons they have on offense. Their freshman quarterback, Kevin White, obviously is very quick back there. And then a solid receiver and returner in Tamon Cook. What, talk about some of the challenges that they present for your defense.
Well, yeah, I mean, Tamon, I think, is as explosive as there is back there with two returns for touchdowns. I think he's been electric and dynamic. They're finding ways to get him. If you want a sky kick, they've pitched the ball to him. They've done whatever they can to get the ball in his hands. And then extremely impressed with the composure of their quarterback as a freshman, because he has turned negative plays into positives. He's kept them alive. He's found a way to use his legs, use his arm. And I think they're a team that, as we look at them, you know, they just continue to get better and better and better. And so, you know, Vincent, you know, he knows this league. He's been around it. He understands it. You know, I know that this team is going to continue to grow and get better week by week. And you see that. I think they're playing their best football right now. And, you know, I mean, we're going to have to find a way to contain their quarterback. We weren't able to do that at Delaware, so we got to find a way to do it this week.
Before I let you go, you touched on the homecoming and what will be a huge crowd down there. But your team has been as good as anybody in the league on the road. You got two nationally ranked wins on the road. How much confidence do you take from that? And what has been the key to your success on the road?
Well, yeah, we're trying to figure out the key to success on the road. And, you know, I told our AD, you know, maybe we just need to play every game on the road, see what that looks like. I don't think our fans would like that very much. As we're trying to learn this team and figure out, you know, what makes us go, what makes us not go. You know, I'm to be honest with you, excited to go on the road. I hope it is a packed house, because our guys have enjoyed that and done well with it. Again, the opponent's still the same. I think they're very dangerous and have some qualities that, you know, create a lot of problems that we haven't been able to solve over the course of our game. So up for that challenge. But, you know, we got a couple weeks before we get it home again. So maybe we can continue to put something together on the road and see what happens. And it's going to start this weekend with, you know, what we are hearing is going to be a great homecoming crowd and a great atmosphere to play in. I've been in that stadium and it's huge. You put a lot of people in there. It's going to be loud and it's going to be an exciting atmosphere.
All right, Pete, thanks so much for your time this afternoon. Safe travels to Greensboro, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.